This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. At the site of an ancient village near Quinahock, archaeologists race against erosion to uncover Yupik artifacts. What they find not only provides a look into the daily lives of Yupik ancestors, but also sheds light on a brutal period in the region's history. KYUK's Charles Enoch visited the site and has this story.
A cold breeze from the Bering Sea sweeps clouds across a tundra hill upon which sits the ancient village of Agalik. Students and archaeologists are carefully scraping away layers of soil when something catches the attention of the crew.
Hey, Rick. That's real pretty.
The abandoned village of Agalik is about 5 miles south of Gwinchak, home of Warren Jones, president of Kanichtuk Incorporated, the tribal corporation. There was a sense of urgency in 2009, Jones explains, when people first noticed erosion along the shoreline was exposing artifacts. Afraid that the site and its treasures would be lost for good, Jones contacted the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. 5 years later, he says the artifacts are bringing elders' stories to life.
It's like the elders are saying in their own way, "We told you so." Now, all the little stories are coming alive.
Today there's a show and tell of some of the items excavated from the site at a community building. Gwinchak elder John Atasuk Fox says this about a miniature carving of a human-like face.
That was made by a shaman. It's not that way for no reason.
Other elders agree that it might be the case. On display are many variations of household items, tools, and jewelry. One item that stands out is a labret, a piece of carved wood or stone that Yupik people once wore by inserting them into piercings. Men wore two, one along each jawbone, while women wore one over their chin. Other discoveries point to a violent end for the village. Weapons were also found at the site, along with a layer of ash and skeletal remains of humans who seem to have died in an attack. Rick Connect is the lead archaeologist on the project. He says the site holds evidence of the warring period known in Yupik folklore as the Bow and Arrow Wars.
There is a piece of armor that's derived from Asian samurai armor, where there's these overlapping plates, except it's made of antlers sewn together. And here's some more evidence of the Bow and Arrow Wars. This is one of the burned arrow points that we found in the ruins of the house that was fired at somebody in anger. Roof sods and stuff, absolutely riddled with those kind of points. 75% of all the arrow points in the house were found in that upper layer.
Archaeologists say that it's the first tangible evidence of the Bow and Arrow Wars, or Anguyak Pashatni, as the period is called in Yupik. Stories say that Agalik residents were massacred in a ferocious attack by the old village of Kinak, and the village was burned and renamed Agalik, which means lots of ash, due to the amount of ash or arak in Yupik, which was present on the site after the attack. While it's clear that Agalik residents experienced war, archaeologists also discovered signs of everyday life. Anne Riordan was there on behalf of the Chalista Elders Council. One of the biggest things that struck her was how similar, yet different, some of the artifacts are to modern tools and crafts used by Yupik people today.
There was an ulok with a little indentation in it, but if you hold it, your thumb just fits in it beautifully. I've never seen one like it, and it's made out of stone and wood.
With climate change causing erosion across much of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Riordan says other communities could carry out similar projects, but the clock is ticking.
There's just never been anything this big in our area, and there's lots and lots of old sites, many other old sites that are being washed away. Many more communities could have this experience.
Back at the dig site, University of Oregon graduate student Anna Sloan uncovers what instantly has everyone at the site smitten.
That is so cool. God.
Yeah,
and
crazy,
what
right?
This, huh?
Yeah.
It's an ulok, a woman's cutting knife with an ivory handle, beautifully carved in the likeness of a mythical sea monster known as the Balrayak. It will travel to Scotland for study and preservation before being returned. Tribal leaders say they will eventually display it either in Bethel or in Gwynhyc for future generations. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.